two Best Buy guys on the phone. Both of you guys from Best Buy are on the phone. So what's the plan? Because I was about to go to Best Buy, the store, right now. So do we exchange the stove? Would we keep the stove? And do I... What is the plan now?
So who are we talking? Is this the delivery team on the other line?
I believe so. Is this the delivery team?
Hey, no, this is Ruth XPO. I was trying to reach a Miss Anna Cater, and this is the phone number on that file.
Yeah, that's my okay, what's going on with that? That's my sister, and I bought her the microwave too as a gift.
Yeah, she refused the microwave for the same reason. It was too, it's hanging too low to the range, so she's refusing it.
Oh my God. Fucking, you gotta be kidding me. All right, so what do you guys want to do now? What's the next step?
Okay, so the next step would be, so your order is still technically in transit in the system, so going to Best Buy today wouldn't be something you'd want to do because we can't modify the order. So I would go to Best Buy anytime other than today. Then you can pick out a different over-the-range microwave that will fit the area, whichever reason it was denied for, whether it was too big or too small. And then at that time, you can request to have either an exchange done on the range to get a brand new one of the same model, or if you're going to change the OTR, maybe change the range out. I'm not really sure which one you would choose to do. If not, you can change the models up. You can do whatever you want at this point. And to get either things to match up correctly or
leave the
range, and maybe you want to go test the knobs and see what it looks like. But anything else you want to do will happen tomorrow with your exchange at the store.
So don't do nothing today, pretty much.
No, because they wouldn't be able to modify your order, so they wouldn't be able to process an exchange at all.
All right, cool. Okay, then I guess it is what it is.
Okay, all right.
And that's
going to
be the same for your sister as well.
Yep, I guess so.
Oh, I'm sorry. These are two different clients?
Yeah, well, it's my mom and my sister. I paid for both of them. They're both in my name, and there are gifts for both of them. They live right next door to each other, and apparently the same issue was with both of them. Yeah, that fucking sucks. But, yeah.
I see. Oh, you have your hands full with that one.
Yeah, I got it. My mom's pissed. That's why I got to go home, and she's super pissed.
Okay. Was there anything else I can take care of for you today, sir?
No, we're good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
How about the other guy? You guys want to tell me, boss? The other guy from Best Buy? Want to tell me anything? No?
He's
Are we good?
Third party.
Yeah, I'm just with the installers.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up and let you talk to him.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Are we good, boss? Gilberto, whatever your name is, are we good?
Yes, sir. We're all good. I will get this taken care of, and I'll reach back out to Best Buy, and that way they know for that. And so if I won't have them bother to reach back out to you because you already know the procedure for it.
All right, perfect. Then I'll just go to tomorrow and take care of what I got to take care of.
All righty.
Okay. All right, buddy. Take care.
Thank
you. Take care. Bye.